Where does New York stand with respect to high-volume hydraulic fracturing? There are nearly 20 million New Yorkers who probably really don't know. In fact, at this point, perhaps Governor Cuomo doesn't even know where we stand with respect to the future of fracking. Now, on Binghamton Now, we're joined by Walter Hang of Toxics Targeting in Ithaca. Walter, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thanks for coming on. So here it is. It was just days before Christmas when all through the House, everybody thought we knew what was going on with respect to fracking. We had that hard-to-believe spectacle of Governor Cuomo sitting there while his acting health commissioner and the Environmental Conservation Commissioner did long presentations, and then the governor said something to the effect, well, see, I don't need to do anything when it comes to fracking, and everybody got a laugh out of that. Here it is, the year's nearly half over, and we still don't really know what the official policy is with respect to fracking in New York. What's going on?
We simply just don't know, and you're exactly right. At that December 17th cabinet meeting in 2014, the governor famously said that this promised prohibition would be self-executing, and then many people just exultantly, you know, thank the governor without knowing any of the details of what the prohibition would be. They declared that fracking had been banned. Almost all New Yorkers assumed that a ban would be a permanent prohibition because we already had a temporary ban called a moratorium since 2008. Everyone thought the deal was done. We didn't have to be concerned anymore, except me. Because I lobbied in Albany for so many years, and you know, it's amazing that you were talking about Lawrence Yogi Berra, you know, saying it ain't over till it's over, and that is the applicable rule. So 6 months later, after everyone thought it was going to just be pro forma, the final S-guys would come out, the finding statement would come out, none of that has happened. And so we're all waiting with bated breath, but meanwhile, people are continuing to call the governor, to press the governor, to make sure that the so-called no-action alternative is adopted in the finding statement, and that would be the denial of permits to develop the Marcellus Shale and other low-permeability gas reservoirs by horizontal drilling and high-volume hydraulic fracturing. So that's what we're pushing for, but we just don't know what is happening. And the fact that it extended all the way into the legislative session, which is now past the time when it was supposed to be over, that raises the concern that it might be trade bait. There could be a deal on the table. You never know.
Well, in the lack of transparency on virtually all issues in New York State government over the last five or five and a half years is a real concern. People have been wondering, really, what does happen in Albany, and how can we find out and get a straight answer, especially from a governor who has a policy of not answering questions about all sorts of important issues in detail? And essentially, when questions come up about some things that might be difficult or controversial, he seems to want to address them with very short answers, and then it's on to the next thing, a distraction with, oh, I don't know, free fishing or new legislation to protect people in nail salons. Not to say that's not needed, but compared to the fact that 20 million New Yorkers will ultimately be affected by the state's fracking policy, that's something where we really could use some clarification from the governor, and we needed that years ago.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. We were very, very concerned when this original so-called Department of Health review of the health impact analysis in the draft S-guys was announced in September of 2012. No one knew what the scope of the proceeding was. It was originally going to only involve 25 hours of work by three outside experts. We had no idea what their mission was. We had no idea what was going to be done, when it was going to be done. We fought like, you know, lunatics to try to bring transparency to that proceeding. more than 10,000 people ultimately wrote very respectfully to the governor to say, you know, we need this to be open. We need public participation. And then ultimately, we killed that Department of Health review. And then we basically got this much more comprehensive public health review that was announced last December 17th, which concluded basically that New York State should not allow shale fracking to proceed at this time. So we got what we wanted, but we had to fight so hard for years, and that's just not good government. But again, now it's another 6 months. We don't know what's going on. We have no idea what the finding statement could provide. The governor's administration has said they will prohibit shale fracking, but we don't know for how long. We don't know whether or not that key recommendation in the Department of Health public health review will actually be codified until the science determines all of the risks and whether they can be mitigated. Shale fracking should not be allowed to proceed in New York State. So if that were included in the finding statement, it'd be very powerful because the health department concluded that the science on shale fracking is not as far along as it should be. It was said in many ways it was largely hypothetical. You know, there were the overall weight of evidence was that, you know, it was very risky and the impacts could be permanent. That's why they made their decision. But again, we're sitting here for months and months without any indication what's going on, and more importantly, no opportunity to provide public review and comment, because after the final SGEIS came out, there was a 10-day cooling off period. I and many others did comment, but DEC doesn't have to revise their proposal before it's adopted. Once it's adopted, it's too late. So we want this thing to be done. We want this no action alternative to be selected, but unfortunately the devil will be in the details, and we don't know what those details are. That's where we're still fighting.
And we're speaking with Walter Hang of Toxics Targeting in Ithaca. We are being treated to one of the more unusual legislative sessions in recent memory. The session had been scheduled to end last Wednesday. It's now gone into overtime. We don't know precisely when it'll be over. The Senate and Assembly might act on some final legislation over the next day or two. But it's notable, out of all the things being talked about publicly in Albany, the one key issue that's received very little attention, if any attention publicly, is the matter of fracking. It seems that certainly the New York City media has been fixated on rent control. Also, the rest of the state media has been distracted by the ongoing search for two prison escapees. It seems as though a fracking is about the furthest thing from anyone's mind at the moment.
Well, you know, Bob, that's not an accident. That is a clear decision by the big green groups. And they've decided that they're just thanking the governor. They're never going to raise any substantive concerns. Basically, they see their role is to support the governor. And so this whole fight on shale fracking in New York is really very interesting, because these big green groups from the very beginning in 2008, they never wanted to prohibit shale fracking. They saw it as a bridge fuel. They were just going to make some comments and let it go by the board. And the whole fight was at the grassroots level in the southern tier, with Binghamton as the epicenter, with Matt Ryan, one of the most important leaders, Donna Lopardo, the assembly rep. These were the people that drove the whole campaign forward. And so that silence in Albany from the big enviros is deafening, and it contrasts with the citizenry at the grassroots saying, what's going on? We want to know. We have concerns. And so this is really a very different scenario from these big green groups, contribute, donate, and yet they don't get very much done. At the end of session, when I lobbied for 12 years for New York Public Interest Research Group, we would have huge statewide campaigns. We had issues that were the last bills done at the end of session. When I did State Superfund, I came out of the Capitol at 3:40 in the morning. The sun was rising. You just don't have that anymore, except with shale fracking, where so many dedicated groups at the grassroots level are now very sophisticated political thinkers. They know, you know, it's very, very important not to stop until the deal is done. And so I believe that after shale fracking, good Lord willing, is ultimately resolved, and I'm not saying anything to jinx our shutout, I think these citizens are actually going to then turn and deal with the problems in their communities with regard to toxics using the political skills that they've basically learned in the last 6-7 years of, you know, grassroots combat on these very important political issues.
Walter Hang, Toxics Targeting in Ithaca, I appreciate your joining us, and we'll stay tuned along with everybody else. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll find something out in the days or more likely weeks ahead, the way things are going in Albany. I don't think we should hold our breath to get anything official from the Cuomo administration, but we will anxiously await some official information from the governor. Wouldn't it be great if the governor at some point, maybe it'll be the day after the legislative session is over, the governor could hold a news conference only on high-volume hydraulic fracturing here in Binghamton and take questions from local reporters here in what would be the heart of the fracking zone, and also take questions from other regional and national reporters, because it would be such a big issue. A news conference where he would address all of the relevant topics associated with fracking right here in Binghamton and just tell us the truth once and for all.
Well, until the governor makes the final decision and a finding statement is issued to conclude this whole Eskice matter, I invite your listeners to call the governor at 518-474-8390 and ask him to adopt the no-action alternative, the denial of permits to develop the Marcellus Shale and other low permeability gas reservoirs by high-volume hydraulic fracturing, and keep pushing. But I couldn't agree with you more. The governor has reportedly made a very important, nationally precedent-setting event. This is the only time that these giant corporations have been beaten in a state where they actually want to frack. This is not a symbolic victory. This is an amazing victory in protecting public health over corporate interest. So the governor, if he does what he said he's going to do, deserves our thanks. There's no better place to come and receive those thanks than Binghamton. And I told the governor's representative, Kevin McCabe, when he called me during that cabinet meeting, you get me in the room and I will praise him to high heaven if he does what he promised. So we're waiting with bated breath. We've worked so hard, and Bob, you should be so proud of the role that you have played in driving this decision, and your listeners have been so involved. So I commend you, but we're waiting, we're pushing, we're not taking anything for granted. But if we get that shale fracking prohibition that we think we're going to get, according to what the administration has said, it's going to be a landmark day in the history of American environmentalism.
And while you invited people to call Governor Cuomo in Albany, I'm inviting Governor Cuomo to call Binghamton now here at 607-772-1290, and feel free to respond. I'm sure either the governor, probably the governor's not hearing it, but certainly his people are aware you're on talking about it. So if the governor, or for that matter, his representatives, whether it's Mr. McCabe or the DEC commissioner or the health commissioner, if they want to call in, they're welcome to call in. And even if it's not time to give a final definitive statement, even just a brief update, they're welcome to do that this morning, because we're on till noon.
You know, if I may, I believe the governor has an obligation. He has a duty to basically answer to his constituents. And it is absolutely, I believe, improper for him to sit there like a sphinx and act like this isn't his decision and not be willing to answer detailed questions from a very informed reporter such as yourself. What is he afraid of? Let the public know why he made the decision, you know, let the public know what his concerns were, and then that'll be where it's at. The chips will fall where they may, and then, you know, we can go forward. But
well, and as you know, Walter Hang, there are a lot of people in this area on both sides of the issue. So there are probably almost everybody in our audience is anxious to hear the governor, in his own words, whether they are opposed to fracking as you are, or whether they strongly support fracking as some people, many people in Broome and the surrounding counties do. Everybody just wants to know, tell us the truth, because regardless of what the decision is, Governor Cuomo, we can handle the truth. We're adults, we're willing, we're interested, we just want to hear what you've decided to do.
You know, and on a final note, I would say that, as they say, you know, 2 hours is an eternity in politics. So every day that the finding statement doesn't come out to conclude the Esgeist proceeding, other things are happening. For example, recently the Environmental Protection Agency put out this very limited water resources study, and they basically concluded, you know, that there were some impacts. The number of identified cases, however, was small compared to the number of hydraulically fractured wells. And basically, that didn't include the data that we made available in New York, where gas and oil had actually caused people to run for their lives, abandon their homes, oil shot out of the showerhead and doused family members. And so it's a whole back and forth. Every time something comes out that the pro-frackers can use, you can bet your bottom dollar they're on the second floor in the state capitol pushing their case. And meanwhile, at the grassroots level, we're pushing each and every day, 24/7. But the big enviros are just kind of standing on the sideline. They're not weighing in. And so no one should take anything for granted. Call 518-474-8390. The no action alternative, I believe, is what the governor promised, but we haven't seen that promise fulfilled for 6 long months. That's a long time. If someone said they're going to sign a contract and then nothing happens for 6 months, any business person would say this deal, you know, is not looking good.
Walter Hang, keep us posted.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks. Walter Hang of Toxics Targeting in Ithaca, and as we said, we would welcome whether it's the governor or any of his representatives to call in, give us a status report. What is going on? It's been 187 days since that cabinet meeting addressed the fracking issue. What is really going on? This is the Monday edition of Binghamton Now on News Radio 1290 WNBN.